Texas small business headlines. How to file a DBA in Texas, new step-by-step guide for 2026. A new guide explains how Texas companies can register a doing business as name to operate under a name other than their legal business name. Texas small business professionals launching or rebranding a company need to understand DBA requirements to ensure legal compliance and build brand recognition under their chosen trade name. Review LegalZoom's Texas DBA filing steps before registering your business name, https.legalzoom.com articles/file-a-DBA-in-Texas. Texas small business headlines. Travis County clerk stops recording DBAs, TX small biz filing change. As of September 1, 2019, the Travis County Clerk's Recording Division no longer records or files incorporated assumed names, which are now registered solely with the Secretary of State's office. TX small business professionals operating in Travis County must now route DBA filings through the Secretary of State rather than the county clerk, affecting business registration workflows. Verify your DBA filing path at hscountyclerk.traviscountytx/departments/recording/dba-ish before submitting paperwork. Background and context. A buy-sell agreement without funding is just a wish list. Buy-sell agreements among co-owners specify what happens at death, disability, or departure, but only matter if there is a funding source to actually execute the buyout. Common defects. Insurance policies that lapsed, valuation methods that produce numbers no one can pay, and trigger events that include voluntary departure without a payment plan. Without funding, the surviving owner faces a co-owner's heirs as the new business partner. Most buy-sell disputes that reach litigation are not about the agreement's terms, but about the absence of a funding mechanism. Review the funding source for your buy-sell every 2 years and confirm valuations have not drifted. Background and context. When the S-Corp election actually saves money for an LLC. The S-Corp election lets owner-operators take part of their income as wages, subject to payroll tax, and the rest as distributions, not subject to self-employment tax. The savings only matter once profit consistently exceeds a reasonable salary, typically $50K, $80K of pure profit above the salary baseline. Below that threshold, the added payroll processing cost eats the savings. Many LLCs elect S-Corp status before they have enough profit to benefit, paying payroll processing for no tax savings. The election is reversible, but not on a clock that matters in real time. Run the salary versus distribution math for last year's actual numbers before electing. Background and context. How to read the actual cost of a merchant cash advance. MCAs quote a factor rate, typically 1.2 to 1.5 due on the advance amount, plus a daily holdback as a percentage of receipts. Translated to APR, most MCAs cost 60 to 150% annualized. The structure is legally not a loan, so usury caps and disclosure rules do not apply. Cash-strapped small businesses that just need it now stack multiple MCAs and end up with daily holdbacks consuming most receipts. Recovery from MCA stacking is rare without formal restructuring or bankruptcy. Before any MCA, calculate the implicit APR. The math fits on a napkin and tells you everything.